This is Ruben.
Yeah, it's Ruben. How are you? Raphael.
I guess we're both really busy guys. How are you doing?
Good. I can't hear you.
I'm gonna turn off my mic. I said, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You're on my speaker. I'm sorry. It's been slammed. You have some questions?
Yes, I have a question. The price of the machine is $43,500, right?
$43,500 in, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, I gotta put. Let me come back in my office here.
I can give you the exact amount. Give me a second.
Hold on. Okay, the bank is going to finance 36,975, right?
Okay, so I can explain that. So you're not going to put the money down to the vendor. The machine costs $43,500. Bank of Cardiff will write a check to the vendor for $43,500. The $43,000, the $6,525 is not a down payment. It equals your first payment. So this is a 60-month term. So you're still financing the $43,500. Your first payment is for $6,525.
Okay, my first payment out of the finance will be this amount.
Mm-hmm. So you are getting money for financing the whole amount.
Mm-hmm. Now I got you. All right. You think you can get a better deal if I put a little bit more money down? Well, my cost.
Here's my thoughts. The way that I do business is like very, very straightforward because I actually run Bank of Cardiff Stone division. So I do the financing not just for Marble Services, but I do financing for people you already work with. Like, do you ever buy equipment from Regent Stone Products?
Excuse me?
You ever buy equipment or supplies from a company called Regent Stone Products? Or do you buy a company? Have you ever heard of a company called Braxton Bragg?
No.
Okay. Well, those are two huge stone. They supply like tooling for CNCs and blades. So basically, what I do for a living is I finance the stone industry. So I work with guys that sell equipment and supplies for the stone industry. We have two types of loans we do here. One is equipment, the other is cash. The other is like, you know, we have people that you might come to me in a month and say, hey, Ruben, I want to buy stone from China, but I need $100,000 of cash to buy stone from China. Okay, we'll give you a cash loan to buy stone from China. The way that I work is this. I don't like to go back and forth with people and like have them feel like they have to negotiate with me. I give them the best deal possible. If you want, you can put more money down. There really is no point, though. All you're going to do is lower your payment. But I think that $6,500 is enough money down. I don't think it's really appropriate to put any more money down. This is a very fair, good deal for your business.
Mm-hmm. I understand on that point. Another question is, if I decide to pay off the machine in like 2-3 years, is that okay?
So that's a very good question. So this is a fixed non-cancelable agreement. So we as a lender, we're agreeing to never change your terms. So we're never going to call your note. We're never going to send you a letter in the mail that says, hey, look, your loan is called, you owe us all the money, which is very common for business loans, or change your payment based on X, Y, and Z factors if you don't pay off. The flip side of that is that you're agreeing to schedule payments. So there's two things I would answer your question. If you really want to pay this off over 3 years, we should do a 3-year term. You're going to have a higher payment, but I can get you a 3-year term if you're really interested. But this is not the type of product where you should go into it with a 5-year and pay it off. You can pay it off at any time, but you're responsible for all the remaining payments. So let me give you an example. Let's say in 3 years, you're doing really, really well, and you just want to pay it off. You just, hey, I want to get it off my plate. Okay, well, you would just take the 24 payments times 89. And that would be your payment, your payoff. Now, you can sometimes get a discount on that by paying off early, but I can't promise you anything.
I understand. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Does that answer your questions? Do you want me to give you an idea of what the payment would look like for, say, like 3 years? Do you want me to give you an idea?
If you can, it'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you did this over 3 years with the same $65.25 as the first payment, your payment should probably be either $1,385 or $1,365 in that range. So $1,365 to $1,385. That should be your payment in that range.
For 35 months.
Correct. And so just to walk you through this, so let me give you an idea. So today is what? What's the day today? The 9th? Yeah, it's the 9th, okay? So let's say you did a 5-year transaction today. So how would that work? Well, we'd send you documents, you'd sign them, you'd send them back. Now, your first payment, you usually have a billing cycle of the 1st or the 15th, which means you can get your bills on the 1st or the 15th. So if we funded your transaction, say, today, we would call you to verify, and you can say, hey, I want my bills due on the 1st, or I want my bills on the 15th. In this case, it'd probably make sense to do your bills on the 15th. So you would have, since you're putting that first payment down, your payment would be covered from September 15th to October 15th. You'd have a small little period between today and the 15th to pay. It's called interim rent. It'd be like 5 days out of 30. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You'd get a bill for that. It'd be a very small bill. And then 15th of September to October 15th would be covered. And so your second full payment would be due October 15th. That's how it works.
Okay.
So you're prepaying your first month because bills are always due in, you know, on the 15th or the 1st. So your second full bill would be about a month out.
All right. But another question that one I have, I don't know if you can answer me, about if we go over today with the paperwork, everything, how long going to take should they install the machine here for me? How long will it take?
That's a really good question. So we work with this vendor a long time. I can actually tell you what his ETA is on the saw. It really is first come, first serve. But so his estimated time of delivery on the invoice is 9/22/2016. So that's his estimated time of delivery. I don't know if that means he's going to install it that day. There is shipping and installation is included, but that's your time of delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, as a finance company, I mean, we obviously don't pay people that don't do their job, so we'll be on him to make sure that he installs it and make sure you're happy with your delivery.
Exactly, yeah, because that's the most important. Yeah, I understand you are the money part, and the other guy, I'm going to call him again to talk to him, you know, because I'm...
Absolutely, the person in the middle, honestly, it's probably the best part of this transaction. He gets paid, but he has to do his job. If he doesn't install this equipment, he gets sued. It's not like, I mean, we work with him, but it's not like we're holding hands in a field and being best friends.
You know why I keep asking you a question, because I want to do the right way. You know, I know your point. You do a very good job for me. But a year ago, I lose $45,000.
Correct. So he's responsible.
Yeah, and I want to... Excuse me?
He's responsible for the delivery. I'll just tell you this about Marble Services. He's an interesting guy. I've worked with him for about 7 to 8 years now. Saws always have little issues on delivery. There's no one that's ever gotten a saw and said, hey, it's perfect, everything's perfect. Things come up. But if someone screws us, we're not going to provide financing for his customers, and that's going to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
So having us in the middle, actually, like, I know how when I need to, I can put pressure on people and say, hey, look, you better fix this problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let me think about, I have a two option you gave it to me, the 36 and 60 months, okay?
Yeah.
Let me think about, I'm going to send it to you, the documents, that one you're asking me for.
The licenses?
And also, yeah, license. Also, I'm going to As soon as you get the contract for me, I'm going to go to my lawyer to just to make sure, you know, everything goes the right way.
Absolutely. I can save you, by the way. I'm not an attorney. I'm not here to give you any legal advice, but this is not the first time anyone said that stuff. So you're going to be really surprised by how outrageously simple our documents are. And I have a lot of clients who say, hey, look, I'm going to go to my attorney and give them some advice. Feel free to. I don't care, but I can save you a few $100. Our contract is one page long. It's not 20 pages long. It's really simple. It's one page long, and then there's one page also that allows us to actually pay the vendor. So it says, here's how much the vendor has to get paid before shipment. Here's the contract that shows what your terms or conditions are. So I'm fine, like, you taking your contract to your attorney, but I think when you see my contract, you're going to go like, oh, I can read this in plain English. It's not crazy legal language. It's basically a one-page document that is very, very easy to understand. There's nothing hidden. But you can.
All right. Sounds good. Yes, I gonna think about here. I'm gonna send it to you. You're gonna receive late this afternoon. What's the difference here from you are in California, right?
Yeah, I'm 3 hours behind you. Although my funding department actually works East Coast time, most of my customers are actually in the East Coast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds good, then. All right. Thank you. I give you a call back.
Yeah, give me a call back. Send me those licenses, and we'll send you a contract for you to review.
All right. I'm going to call my wife to send me the copy. And I have a mile already, but I'm going to wait for
perfect.
I'll just like to copy too, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.